it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Thank you.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Tan Hut. We have important work to do today, folks. Wait a second. Try it now.
Captain on the bridge.
Keep trying.
Captain on the bridge.
Oh, no. I don't think we're getting anything out of your mic there, Bruce. Speak. No. Oh, no. I know. Try it this.
What seems to be the problem?
The mixer was a little,
Maybe if I took it out of my nose?
Oh, boy, that sounds good.
That's what you get for using headphones.
Live sound check. Oh, I love it. Why didn't they spill two inputs to the remote? Okay, I think the mixer's on now. I think it's working.
I don't think mine's on.
Yours? Megan, should be on. You gotta talk right into the microphone. Yeah, like, that's what you call a unidirectional mic, which means it's got to, like, point. Yeah, there you go.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Anyway, let's tell the folks what we just heard there. Willis Gatortail Jackson, that was Howlin' at Midnight on the Deluxe label. Before that, we heard Bill Parker on the Gold Band label with Oink. The Bumps Blackwell Orchestra there, Something Jumpin'. Little Richard supposedly playing piano on that. Joe Houston before that did Rockin' and Boppin', and we opened it up with the Gone All-Stars by request, 7-Eleven.
There you have it, folks.
And oh boy, do we have a lot of good records to play today. And, what else
ideas
do we do?
Ideas and opinions to share with you.
Bugs to swallow.
Uh-huh.
Bug, yeah, we got a lot of records. We got tickets to give away. We're going to give away tickets for Roscoe's Gang and go to Blazes at Maxwell's. And we're going to give away tickets to Alex Chilton and Ben Vaughn at Wetlands.
Alex Chitlins.
Don't believe a word he says, folks.
And we got a Hillbilly Hang-Up. We got a really great VOM set. And a Vibe Report, hope, maybe. We didn't get one last week.
Does
that mean we get two this week?
With a little bit of knuckleheads in the news.
Smattering.
And, blah, 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 blah.
Out with it, man.
Hey, we have important work to do, entertaining the pathetic.
There you go.
Hey, let's get a round of applause for Bill Skiff.
Yeah.
He's out there shoveling the driveway. I still feel guilty last week about barking about the driveway because evidently they did try to shovel. It's hard to shovel 8 inches of ice on this. A salary not even a third of what a garbage collector in New York City makes.
Ken and Dave come to blows over who's geek number one and who's geek number two.
We've decided.
That was my favorite part.
Well, every show has a best part. Usually it's in the car. Mm-hmm. That one, this time it happened to be on the air. What can I say? Hey.
Got any records?
There's one queued up right over here.
That's cool. Convenient.
By Madman Mitchell. Marion Madman Mitchell and the...
Hold that.
Rocketeers on the Vina label. It's called Ice Cold Baby.
Wonder what it sounds like.
Well, a gal of mine used to go. Now her love you like a North Pole. Ice cold baby, baby, warm up to me. Ice cold baby, baby, turn on the steam. Well, kiss me long, kiss me hard. Hold me, baby, till my lips get tired. Ice cold baby, baby, should be your name. Ice cold baby, baby, turn on the flame. Well, it's ice cold baby, ice cold baby, ice cold baby, ice cold baby.
This is Nerd.
Nerve-A-Rama.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing the squat.
I said, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing the squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing the squat.
Yes, she is. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing the squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. Yeah, I see you don't let that go right to your head. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot. My gal can do the shimmy, she can do the boogie too. If she ain't a Jim Dandy, she's a snapperoo. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot. All right.
Your gal ain't doing
the squat. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing the squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love, she really got a lot. She goes where I send her, she comes when I call. She cooks chicken every Sunday, and that ain't all. She's not too large, just 5 feet tall. She's a little bitty mama, but she's on the ball. My gal is red hot. Got a lot of loving, but the money she really got a lot. My gal is red hot. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but loving she really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl that ain't never been kissed.
Yeah, and I got a girl ain't never been missed. My gal is red hot. Got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she really got a lot.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
I saw her walking down the street. I tell you, boy, she sure looks neat. Love. I'll ask her for a date. I guess I look just like a clown. Getting up and falling down. Hanging on a parking meter. Burning like a red hot heater. What a walk. Come on, mouth and talk that talk. You know I couldn't make a sound. My head was going round. I was speechless, yeah. My mind. You know I couldn't make a sound. My head was going round. I was speechless, yeah. My mind was in a whirl. Cause talking to a girl is my weakness. Later.
Presenting
me, an old alley cat looked at me and said, "My son, cheese and crackers, anyone?" I said, "No, I don't like them. They put him in the bed. The doctor looked at him, and this is what he said. Cheese and crackers, anyone? I said, "No, I don't like them. Before I started to roam, every time the dinner bell I could hear my daddy yelling, "Cheese and crackers, anyone?" I said, "No, I don't like them. No, crackers, anyone.
This is a hit.
Back in the States.
Hell here. WFMU East Orange, that was Gene Summer, the School of Rock and Roll. Okay, folks, here it is. Gene Summer did has something that has something that no has something done to him that no other, well, whatever. He's got something no other rock and roll singer that we know of has.
Became employed?
No. Well, if you can tell us what Gene Summer has
girlfriend?
That no one else has, call 678-7743 and you'll get the first pair of tickets for Alex Chilton at the Wetlands. That's a very hard question. No one's going to get it. So
we didn't get it.
Roscoe Gordon before that. Cheese and crackers.
Wow.
Conway.
I told my story in a song.
Yes. Conway Twitty did the pickup. Billy the Kid Emerson, Red Hot, and Madman Mitchell did Ice Cold Baby. Should we take this call on the air?
I think definitely.
You got an Sir, answer for the question there? You're on the air. Don't curse. Nah, he didn't have a clue.
Close.
Oh.
You're in the neighborhood.
We have things to announce, though. Our boy Roscoe and Roscoe's gang at Maxwell's tonight, along with Go to Blazes, we'll be giving away tickets for that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of Roscoe week here in New York City. He's playing tomorrow night.
I thought I noticed something special in the air.
7 o'clock happy hour at the St. Mark's Bar and Grill, with along with Michael Keane, the Boy Brothers. Mm-hmm. And then Roscoe's Thursday at the Bottom Line with Nils Lofgren. Tuesday,
at
note,
to sit down and
Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., Notel Motel. Nitro Nick Toshis reads from his new novel, Triangles. It's a Notel
Trinities.
Motel. And Trinities or Triangles?
It's Trinities.
Trinities?
Yeah.
Oh, did Richard get it wrong on his thing? What do I have here?
Probably. I think Trinities is too hard for Richard to say.
Trinities, okay.
Triangles.
That's Nick's new novel. Ruben Radding and Bajando at CBGB's Gallery Thursday. Yeah. 205th Avenue in Brooklyn tonight has Simon and the Bar Sinisters. No cover. No cover. Well, kids.
That means Simon won't be wearing a hat. Also, there's a benefit in honor of Steve Bass's late mom
at the
Continental Divide on Tuesday night. So after you've...
Who's playing on that now?
You've sung along with Nick. You can go deaf with us, the Senders, the Hip Nips, the Devil Dogs. I forget. I wish somebody had given me a flyer or a card on it because I'm in a position to announce it on the radio like I am right now. But shucks.
Yep.
That's the breaks in showbiz, folks.
Well, too bad about Steve's mom.
It is too bad about Steve's mom.
Okay, well...
We're all going to get together on this on Tuesday.
We got any news stories? What should we start with?
There's a whole stack of them in front of me, but I ain't touching.
You're not touching?
Go ahead, Megan.
I can start the news. The newest, youngest, yet most hateful member of the radio family, ladies and gentlemen, Megan.
You got it. Give it up, folks. Hope everybody's got the letterbox version of Once Upon a Time in the West tuned in with the sound off as they're listening to this.
Oh, what do we have here? You want to do one, Megan, or shall I?
In Chicago, a 91-year-old woman was found frozen in a praying position on the floor of her unheated house, and she was in serious condition. They found her in the front room of her home, kneeling with her legs encased in an inch-thick layer of ice. We thought she was just frozen dead until we talked to her, and she mumbled something. They kicked the ice.
Such as stir the glass?
Yeah. They kicked the ice to free her. She's treated
for
severe frostbite.
They kicked the ice.
Yeah.
Kicking will you get up?
91-year-old woman's legs. What should we do?
It ain't Sunday.
We can do this slow, we can do this fast. Oh, hell, just kick the ice.
Pour some boiling water on her.
There it is.
Just make sure you have a pan handy for when she defrosts.
Well,
can you blame her, folks?
I know we've all been following the Jacko thing, and here's the best piece of Jacko news I think that came out all week. It was
sitting behind
yet another former employee of Michael Jackson has come forward to accuse the embattled singer of bad taste in art. Jackson's former estate manager told a TV tabloid show that the gloved one once commissioned a painting of himself standing among George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Albert Einstein, and the Mona Lisa, and the movie Alien E.T.
How dare he!
Wow. Is nothing sacred?
I hope they had him in, like, correct height ratio.
Uh-huh.
Ow. Speaking of Jackos, you've been following Bill Clinton's week?
No.
Right before he left the Ukraine to come back here and face the Bobby Ray Inman thing, he was seen. This is
can
great.
We call it the Bobby Ray Inman freak out?
Yes. It says here, this is from the Sunday Times. More astonishingly, a senior official confided, Mr. Clinton submitted to the inopportunities of President Leonid Kravchuk of the Ukraine by taking several straight-up vodkas as they dined on dumplings and borscht last week. Definitely
can
the first.
Blame him,
definitely
folks?
The first two presidents to match shots all year.
Really?
Was
it only quarters?
Maybe. What do you make of this Bobby Ray Inman guy? I mean, I love that he was debriefed by
LaRouche.
Lyndon LaRouche. That's from the Post.
grown man calls himself Bobby.
I think that's another thing that in the United States Armed Forces, Secretary, anybody over the rank of colonel is completely insane.
Well,
it's just it's necessary for the job.
I think it's safe to say, Megan here mentioned, that if you're going to be the Secretary of Defense, you know, Robert Inman would be okay. Bobby Ray, fine for a rockabilly singer, not so good for the Secretary of Defense.
Bobby Ray sounds more like somebody who would be on top of a shower with, like sniping, shooting people.
Right. Hey, well, here's this from Deborah Oren's column, Inside Washington. Equally chilling was Inman's casual reference at his bizarre news conference Tuesday to a meeting with conspiracy theorist Lyndon LaRouche and his wife to debrief him. The meeting at Inman's office mainly focused on Helga Zepp and LaRouche's views about political situation in Germany, the New Republic reported. Wow. Who's running the show? Anyways. Wait, one radio psych gag before we do Hillbilly Hangover. What is this?
That's a picture of the
French magazine photo. It's on all the newsstands. It's the
nude supermodel bobsledding team.
There it is, the nude supermodel bobsledding team. What an idea. Who are these two again? This is Kate Moss
and Carla Bruni.
Kate Moss, Carla Bruni, and they're
both looking like they're caught in the headlights.
They're
looking a little stunned.
And they are naked bobsledding.
Yep.
Can't wait for the Winter Olympics. Mm. So good already. Okay, we got Hillbilly Hangover. Along. Moving right along. Oh, you know what? Marshall Crenshaw is playing at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, if you're headed in that direction.
So, hello, New Jersey.
Send this one out to him. This is a rare one. It's James Burton. We played it last week. It's James Burton doing business, and it's Jimmy Dobro on the Phillips label about 1968, called Swamp Surfer.
I thought you liked snappy music.
She chose she was so satisfied with nothing more than me. But now she's where they live away. That seems so wrong to me. My hopes and all my memories will never fade away. Will she ever come back here to me, or has she gone to stay?
Take these brown Hispanic people.
Yo traigo un gato de la cola, usted lo ve. Me trae enloquecido con su amor. Me estoy poniendo blanco y ya no quiero comer. No sé cómo deshacerme yo de él. Cuando te conocí pensé que fueras mi ideal. No más lo me recetó el doctor, pero el paso que tú llevas ya me ha puesto a pensar que me ha tocado un gato con tu amor. Blanco y ya no quiero comer, no sé cómo deshacerme yo de él. Cuando te conocí pensé que fueras ideal, tomas lo que me recetó el doctor, pero el paso que tú llevas ya me ha puesto a pensar que me has tocado un gato con tu amor. Yo traigo un gato. No sé cómo deshacerme yo de él. No sé cómo deshacerme yo de él. No sé cómo deshacerme yo de él.
You're having fun playing peek-a-boo. Lazy hearts may hate, don't love and race. And start your spinning round my heart. You're just a flying Sputnik, losing your speed. I'm looking to waste. How can you succeed? Baby, feel so far, we'll be getting low. Your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. A lazy heart is made, don't a love and race. And start your spinning round my heart. Just a flying Sputnik, losing your speed. Unless you change your ways, how can you succeed?
Well, your fuel supply will be getting low. Your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. Lady, heart is fading, don't love and rave. And start your spinning, spinning round my heart.
Everybody, it's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Same about me.
But we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover. Buck Owens and Rose Maddox, their Loose Talk. See, only that of 45 was the only thing they ever put out together, but Buck did tell me he's got a whole reel of tape of them singing together.
He's just waiting for the time to be right?
Waiting for the money to be right, I think. Mm. Al Barkle, Sputnik number 2 on the Vita label. It's an R&B label out of California.
On Grid System, that is Sputnik number 2.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Fender did Un Gato de la Cola. Buck Owens, too. Wynn Stewart, Big City, and we opened it up with James Burton as Jimmy Dobro, Swamp Surfer. And this is the Hound, WFMU.
Jimmy Dobro.
Yep. What are we doing here?
I don't know, man.
Well,
we're picking up the newspaper.
Newspapers. Well, I don't know what to say. There's a lot of big news stories. I don't know what to say about the earthquake in California, other than I'm wondering what record collectors are doing, picking their crap up off the floor and freaking out. A lot of record collectors in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Dick Blackburn, Art Fine, all these guys like live right where the freeway fell down.
We should do a live phone call to Eddie G and find out what's up with it.
Yeah, except Eddie wouldn't be home right now.
Yeah, Eddie probably didn't notice.
Waynesville, North Carolina. This is Lorena Bobbitt got off today, which I'm pretty happy about.
Actually,
I'm glad
Eddie
she deserved it. She definitely deserves to get off. That guy was a cretin. Her husband, ex-husband. A woman accused of dousing her husband's penis with nail polish remover and setting him on fire was placed on probation after her husband refused to testify against her.
And who would?
I call it a wick.
It was consensual.
Cynthia Mason Gillette, what's in a name?
Privacy of their own home.
Age 28, was charged with malicious maiming. This is in July. after
operating acetone without a license.
Gershman Gillette, age 27, was burned on his penis, chest, stomach, and neck. Gershman Gillette refused to testify against her, sparing her a possible 40-year prison term. The couple is believed to be back together,
so to speak.
Yeah. Carrying on the sexual assault desk here, Rick James, convicted of assaulting women and other offenses, will be sent to a drug rehab center instead of prison under the plea deal approved Thursday by Superior Court referee. It says actual, this is her actual title, Superior Court referee Laura Heimowitz. The singer could be free by September. The deal came shortly after the district attorney's office revealed it was investigating the way James's case had been handled.
Mm.
The Los Angeles Times, citing unidentified sources, said the district attorney's investigation allegedly provided heroin to a key witness at James's trial. Sandy Gibbons, a spokeswoman for the DA's office,
not talk about it.
Would not say if the deal with James was tied to the investigation. She said officials were under a court-imposed gag order and we were not allowed to provide any information about the investigation. James faced more than 5 years in prison after pleading no contest earlier this month to charges that he assaulted a woman at his Hollywood Hills home in 1991. His girlfriend, Tanya A., Hijazi was also convicted in September, but a Superior Court judge last week set aside her four-year prison sentence, saying she should not receive a stiffer penalty than James. She will be resentenced next month.
I wonder if she gets court-appointed heroin.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
A lot of pain in that family.
How about it?
You know, I'm going to give you the answer to the Alex Chilton question. We'll try to give them away later.
A lot of guesses on that
the
one.
The response has been underwhelming on that one.
I'm
going to guess.
Gene Summer had a heart transplant.
Whose heart did he get?
A 16-year-old kid who died.
Oh, well, no wonder, because they took his heart out.
Of what? I don't know.
Death?
Gunshot wound to the head, probably. Mm-hmm. How do 16-year-olds die nowadays?
I don't know.
Autoerotic asphyxia.
That's one way.
Speaking of which.
Oh, anyway. We'll do entertainment news a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
What else
we can find some entertainment.
On. Yeah. What else are we doing here?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
More news?
More news? Play records?
More records.
I don't care. You know, the FMU Marathon is coming up the end of February. So, like I always say, and this, I know we're not going to have to do it because it won't happen, but if our marathon total goes up, we'll do a hangover hop. If it goes down, we won't.
So there.
We keep our fun to ourselves.
Yeah.
So there.
Such as it's been.
Anyway, okay. Got one queued up. A lot of requests for this one. A lot of requests. It's the Medallions. How they ended up in Michigan on the Monroe label, I do not know. But
for greater minds than ours to contemplate.
Titles like Blowing Through Yokohama don't come every day.
trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
People like to work, but then I ain't no jerk. If I had to work, I think I'd go berserk. I got it. Shovel, don't give me no hope. Just give me some real hot spot to go.
I got it made.
In the shade.
I got it made.
In the shade. I got it made, made. I got it made in the shade. Don't give me no broom. Don't give me no mop. I don't wanna see no wet mop flop.
I got it made.
In the shade.
I got it made.
Trial. Give me a gal with a cool cat style.
I got it made. I got it made.
I got it made, 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 made. I got it made in the shade. Some people think I'm wild, but man, it's just my style. I drive a big black car and I smoke a long cigar.
I got it made. I got it made.
I got it made.
Well, breaking rocks in the hot sun, I fought the law and
the thing all of us are most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Melvin? Melvin, it's raining out here. Melvin! Knock, knock.
Back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. That was Carol Fran on the Accello label, Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Melvin.
For that, the Crickets, I Fought the Law by Request. That's the original version.
Melvin who?
Because Dr. Tom played the Bobby Fuller, the Exceder version of I Fought the Law. Someone said, well, is that the original? I said, that's not the original. I heard the Dr. Tom show on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. The tape of it was great. Way better than us.
Michelle Peitsch gave it a very high remark.
Yeah. Johnny and Joe did My Baby's Gone. Alton and Johnny, I Got It Made in the Shade. That's on the Vin label. The Medallions opened it up. Blowing Through Yokohama, Part 1.
Still waiting on Part 2.
Play later.
Cool.
What do you make of this Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan story so far?
I don't know.
New developments.
It's just a really good example of how, like, the straight press, for want of a better term, is, like, you know, even more ghoulish about this stuff than we ever were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also, you know, the Tanya Harding, I still feel sorry for her because, let's face it, the whole game was rigged against her to begin with. Because even if she did, she did beat Nancy Kerrigan twice on the ice, and she still didn't get the endorsements and the money. I mean, she just didn't have the image, the looks, you know. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
she was in on it.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Hard to say. I don't think she... I prefer to believe that she wasn't, but... I mean, those guys around her are pretty sleazy, especially that big fat one. He's pretty dislikable.
Ate his parents.
Yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. He had a little tiny
Sean
mouth.
Sean Eckhart.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Eckhart,
mouth.
His name was. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, really, the game was rigged against her. She just didn't have the image to get the endorsements, and she was
so
just going to...
So she played baseball instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, down to more celebrity stalkings here. Eartha Kitt was attacked on stage down at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach.
Is nothing sacred?
5-foot-tall, 75-year-old Eartha Kitt was rescued by an usher who was also 5-foot-tall and 75 years old. All of a sudden, this man is crawling on his hands and knees on the stage. He started to grab my legs and tell me how much he loves me over and over. I kept trying to go in with my performance. The usher, whom Kitt described as a tiny woman, is one of the retired retired workers employed by the theater. According to one guest, all of the ushers looked like 80-year-old retirees. This little old woman just tackled this huge man and wrestled with him. We contacted Elaine, this is the New York Post, I guess Richard Johnson, Hey, Richard, get the water on in 2A, will you, Mr. Landlord?
Yeah, I got to pee.
We contacted Elaine Wexler, the hero of the night. I grabbed this guy and threw him on the floor. I work out and I run every day. I'm in great shape, and I knew I just had to help Eartha.
Got it.
Get off my leg.
Eartha versus the flying saucers.
Yeah. I like Eartha Kitt.
What's not to like?
Who doesn't?
Well, more celebrity news.
A little too much.
More celebrity news. Heartthrob Johnny Depp really got into his role in his latest movie, Ed Wood, in which he plays the cross-dressing film director.
Holy smokes.
Quote, I thought I'd just get comfortable with the feeling of being in women's articles. I'd go out with a tight bra on under my shirt and jacket.
That's what I do.
Depp
feels
told
great.
Us.
Great.
Depp told us, around the house I wore slippers and pumps, and then I tested the waters with garter belts and stockings. I get braver every day.
What's he wearing?
A brave little pirate.
What are you wearing now, Johnny? Is it sheer?
What about those rumors that him and the singer and the Butthole Surfers are lovers?
Really?
It's a rumor. I don't know.
That's the only part I remember. And a certain party, and somebody said, "Oh yeah, those two are going out." Right? Yeah.
Johnny, what's the guy's name in the
Butthole Surfers?
Gibby Haynes and Johnny Depp. Who gets on top? Gibby.
I don't know. He's got kind of that weird pot belly thing.
Does that mean he's going to get his tattoo changed to Gibby forever?
Just take out, you know, cross out the W,
so.
Put a G above it.
Uh-huh. We'll have to do. We got more rock news. We'll do it later. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happened this week.
So what?
Who cares? Exactly. Bunch of garbage. I think it's Nick must have won.
Who won?
Let's just do the announcements and then we'll do Blues Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later. Announcements. Tonight, Roscoe's Gang and Go to Blazes at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Tuesday, Nitro Nick Tosches reads from his new novel, Trinities, at Notel Motel, right behind my kangaroo, 167 Avenue A. That's 7:30 p.m. $3 to get in. Roscoe is opening for Nils Lofgren at the Bottom Line Thursday. Tonight at 205th Avenue in Brooklyn, Simon and his Bar Sinisters. That's free. Ruben Redding's Bajando at the CBGB's Gallery Thursday.
I do hope that music's making it out over the air.
What
the hell is it?
I don't hear it. I
thought it was just. I thought it was coming through my fillings.
No, it's probably. Should we check the production room?
Yeah, I think so.
No, nothing in the production room.
Take your headphones off and listen. Something's going on.
It sounds like Simon and Garfunkel or something.
This is quite bizarre, folks.
You're right. There is like this other music, and we must be getting
other music.
It's really mellow.
It's an FMU dream. We're so eclectic.
Coming out
over
the
other musics.
I don't know where it's coming. It's acoustic.
It's gentle. It's acoustic.
All right.
It's so unlike us.
Let's just go right to Blues Hangover. I'll get the bat and I'll take care of that.
Okay.
What do we got cute? Oh, this guy. Somebody called up last week. It hadn't made the papers, unfortunately. But Silas Hogan, the great Excello blues singer and owner of a club down in Baton Rouge, I believe.
Let me guess. He died?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Mm.
But as his testament, we will play one by Silas Hogan.
Huzzah!
Yep.
You bought my beans, but I'm afraid the way you beat me, woman, I'll soon be dead. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to. You get up in the morning, slip on your robe. First thing you do is hit the road. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to. Money by whiskey and wine. I'm sitting out drinking with a bunch of clowns. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. Cause a woman like you want to. I get back in the evening, start to raise and sing. Make me think you've been out with a newer man. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm gonna quit your booty, baby. I'm on.
gonna quit your booty, baby, cause a woman like you won't do.
Station.
That's right. That's us. Personality Plus.
You done made me love you. Now you wanna do me wrong. You done made me love you. Now you wanna do me wrong. Now you say you don't want me. All the love you had.
Star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
That's it, Milton. Come on, take me down to this head rag hop. We're gonna have some fun after all. We're gonna have some fun now.
Feel so
boogie woogie. I know it, baby. It's gonna make you feel some other way, too.
Oh, Daddy, how long?
Won't be very long now, baby. Girl over there with the black dress on. Come right away and stand up by me. I want to show you how to do that head right now. Turn round. That's it. Now let's get it. Shake it. Shake it fast. That's just what I'm talking about. Baby, enjoying your mess now. I thought you told me you didn't know how to do that fishtail. You're doing the head rag hop now. Kind of good like that, too. Somebody ought to knock a jug on this little head rag hop. They ought to knock a jug sometime, look like on this. Look out for the landlady. Give her a break.
Daddy, how am I doing it?
Oh, baby, it's tight. I don't think it could be beat. That's just what I'm talking about. Yeah. Ha! Ah, this is the way you do it, boogie-woogie. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
By the toys of love, I'm a victim your charm. Yeah, angels from above. Every time I'm in your arms, my senses, baby, just ain't behaving. I'm out of my mind, shouting out a rave. You trapped me, baby, with the love that you gave. And forever, darling, I'll be your slave. I've been scorched by a torch of love. I've been scorched by the torch of love. I've been scorched by the torch of love. I've been scorched by the torch of love.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
How near, this is WFMU Returns.
And it is a jungle.
Oh, that was, let's see, probably still is, Tal Miller, Scorched by the Torch of Love. Before that, we heard Jimmy Rogers, Without the D, The Last Time, from the Chess label. Romeo Nelson did the fabulous Head Rag Hop. Al Smith did Want to Do Me Wrong. And we opened up with Silas Hogan, the late Silas Hogan. I'm going to quit you,
tardy.
Pretty baby. Yeah. And where are we? Indeed. So we've got some late-breaking news, 20 years and 4 months late, but it's still some good news. In fact, it was sent in by
Better than never, sent in by
our good pal Gary Still down in Memphis, mm-hmm. who listens to The Hound every week.
Through the miracle of magnetic tape?
I don't know.
They can't get it in Brooklyn, but they can get it in Memphis.
Yep. Seems this is from 9/22, September 22nd, 1973.
A day that would live in infamy.
Police arrested lead singer of the New York Dolls, David Joe Hasbin. Well, this is before he was David Joe Hasbin. This is when he was David Joe Never Was.
An amazing solo career.
Yeah, well, now he's in a movie.
In the Buster Poindexter movie.
A movie they made
4 years ago.
Yeah, they made like 4 years ago. Car 54, Are You, where he plays the Joey Ross role. It's got to be terrible.
Timing is everything.
Now, let's get to the story. Police arrested lead singer of the New York Dolls, David Joe Hansen, for disorderly conduct last night during the Rock's appearance at the auditorium. Robert Kelly, a part owner of Mid-South Productions, which brought the show to Memphis, praised police last night and condemned the Dolls' actions as unprofessional. Johansson's arrest ended the show at about 11 after the group twice encouraged the 1,012 fans present to come up to the stage, knocked over microphone stands, and used profane language.
No.
One member of the band broke up his guitar and flung the pieces into the audience. He said police instructed the band not to encourage the audience to come up onto the stage, but the band members rejected the instruction.
Well, they were encouraged to get the 12 members. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Here's a different story on the same thing. The lead singer of the New York Dolls was arrested on charges of disorderly conduct at the auditorium last night after police said he almost incited a riot, threw a broken guitar in the audience, and cursed a police officer. That's illegal. David Johansson, 30. Now, this is not it says his age is 30. This is 1973, so we can figure out his real age. That's 20 years ago.
Who says you don't learn anything?
It's 1994, so that's 21 years ago. He's 51. David Johansson of New York City was released on $100 bail. Let's see, Las Savelle, chairman of the Memphis Board of Review, was seated in the peaceful audience of 1,000 but left after the Dolls' fourth number. Last week, Savelle asked police vice squad to check the possibility that the Dolls were in female impersonators and that the concert might contain, quote, obscene material. Quote, during the time we were there, things were very quiet. The kids were not even standing. We saw that it was pretty dull, so we left. I don't see anything wrong with it. If you like that kind of music, he said. Savelle sat through a performance by Iggy Pop, leader of the first group on the bill, and commented that he enjoyed the group's showmanship. And there's a nice picture of the Ig and Ron Ashton here.
Is there any other
spelling his name with two P's?
Here's the quote under the picture of Iggy. Iggy Pop, spelled with two P's, leader of one of the rock groups performing here last night, was, quote, very cooperative, according to the promoter of the concert, who had warned both groups scheduled to keep the atmosphere, quote unquote, professional. Mm. Anyway, so they liked the Stooges, but they didn't like the Dolls.
Yeah. Saying Iggy's always been known for his cooperation.
Yes.
Working with others.
There's another quote here. A private citizen has notified me that one of the groups consists of female impersonators. He said, the Dolls play very raw music and have a punky arrogance.
Wow. They're cooperative.
I think Roscoe's on the line. Let me get the vibe.
Saved by the bell.
Saved by the dumbbell. Mm. Uh-oh. Don't go away, Roscoe. We're right on top of you.
Come back to us.
Who's here? Who is here?
Swagirl.
As Wild Girl.
Roscoe?
Si, senor.
How you doing there?
Not too bad.
Sorry for leaving you in the line for so long. We were farting around. What's that noise now? Is that me or you?
I think it's you.
How's that?
There you go.
Better? Okay.
High tech.
Like that?
Yeah.
Just the touch of a button.
I think they got some kind of name for it. It's called the touch of a button.
Yeah.
There you have it.
So, you're playing at Maxwell's tonight, huh?
Si. Yeah, I'll be out there tonight with Go to Blazes and Valentine Smith.
Michael Valentine Smith?
I don't know.
Isn't that what Charles Manson named his son?
I think so.
Yes, after the Stranger in a Strange Land. I lived through the 70s.
I grok.
Me yeah. too.
Well, that's pretty cool. What can the folks expect?
Noise, tastelessness, and other entertaining things.
Oh, the pregame.
And what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, I don't know. It's pretty good. I'm digging the thaw a little bit. You know, I've kind of been running like a crazy man. I have so many things to do, and there is so little time to do it in. You know?
You know.
Let's see. What
so
is
true.
What is the vibe? Bruce, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm brain dead, man. I'm thinking no use to anyone out here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll vouch for that.
Yeah. Just taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
Megan?
Looking forward to that comp,
yes.
Maxwell's meal.
How are you? The what?
The comp Maxwell's meal.
Oh, yeah. You know, I my favorite part is when they sit you down and tell you what you can't have. You know, like, I know, but I love, it's one of those things, like, you know, like when... Years ago, when you would go to a restaurant and they would always ask the intriguing question, soup or juice?
Yeah.
You know? Usually it would be said so fast that I would go, yeah, because I thought it was super juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like super juice.
How's the cheesecake? World's best.
Well, you can't have this, you can't have that. You can have the pasta with the cheesy, milky sauce that makes you not be able to sing. They offer that to you.
Musician or the super friendly. Juice.
Well, that gives you that alternative rock, you know.
Wine. Yeah.
Work
for REM.
Non-musicianship thing. Let's see. What is going on? Oh, yeah, I went last night to the Bottom Line and saw Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, he's playing tonight.
He's playing at the Stone Pony tonight. So, you know, hopefully they said they would be in a van somewhere, you know, kicking each other as they were listening to the show.
They can come by here, we'll kick them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What was that song they did, Twine Time?
Alvin Cash and the Registers?
It was really pretty awesome.
Written by Andre Williams.
He had bought a Vox Continental so he could do it right. And it was pretty groovy.
Cool.
As a Fox Continental often is.
Yeah. Let's see.
Godzilla soundtracks too.
What other news is news? I know there's some news. I mean, with all the disaster stuff and the Bobbitt thing.
And this weather.
And how about it?
How about it? How about that Bobbitt thing?
Well, I just wondered if she. I'm glad she got off, but I wonder if she would have gotten off had they not found the penis.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
probably
it's a whole
not.
Different thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
He was a creep, though. He was horrible.
He was a creep. I mean, like, his whole muttering style was really something. You know, just that muttering.
Yeah, he's in Northern Virginia. That's the lesson that I've been reminded of.
Yeah. Is he still in the Marines?
No, he's out.
No, he's out.
You're never out.
What?
Semper Fi, Mac.
Now, was she a Marine, too?
I don't think so.
She was
like
a manicurist.
Colombia.
A manicurist?
Ecuador.
Ecuador, excuse me.
Maybe that's where she learned the knife skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm, no doubt.
She did that in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, right. She trimmed his cuticles afterwards.
Short-range reconnaissance.
You know, it's an amazing, you know, I never thought that there would be any place other than the Howard Stern Show where you would hear the word penis so often.
Or anal sex.
Yeah, anal sex.
Too loose, turnover.
She didn't like it, so we didn't do it anymore. It was more like, she didn't like it, so we didn't do it anymore.
There's muttering and there's muttering.
Right. Oh, boy. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm playing at Maxwell's. That should be good.
And then Thursday at the Bottom Line.
Thursday at the Bottom Line.
For those of you who like to sit and rock.
Yes.
And tomorrow night, I've been digging these Boy Brothers gigs.
Yeah.
Happy Hour, 7 o'clock at St. Mark's Bar and Grill. Roscoe and P. Michael Keane, the Boy Brothers, triumphant return.
Yeah, we do the duo, and then I do my own thing. And it is, you walk in there, and from 6 to 9, it is the rules. The rules are that you buy one, you get one free. You know, so it's 2 for 1.
$4 buys 2 pints of Guinness.
Right, it's not a discretionary thing that can be withheld, you know. It's just part of it's the fact of the matter.
How about it?
So some, you know, 10, 15 years later, you know, suddenly you're back in the St. Mark's Bar and Grill again.
And there's Roscoe up on the stage.
And there's Mikey wearing his cowboy hat backwards.
Alienating everybody.
He, you know, we'll never let him live it down, you know. But why should we? Let's see, the vibe. That's pretty much the vibe, I think.
That's a good vibe.
You're not in a murderous rage this time?
I'm not in a murderous rage. I've quelled the murderous rage. Now I'm just trying to remember a couple of words. But since
remembered quell.
Yeah.
True.
Since making up my own songs, it's not so hard to remember them. And I do have my Hound approved intro tape.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you know, when a hound, you know, gives you some advice, you're a fool not to take it, you know.
You're a fool not to lie to him and say that you took it.
All right. Let's see, where is it here? I know it's here.
Don't doubt that. Now I'm hearing different music again.
Different musics.
The good, the bad, and the stupid.
Yeah, but it's the Hugo Montenegro version. So.
It is the Hugo Montenegro.
That was the hit.
I do not approve.
We also have on the, Bonanza also.
Ooh, even better.
Hugo Montenegro.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's not Hugo. Hugo did not do Bonanza.
Uh-huh.
But
and there are words to the Bonanza theme.
Yeah,
very good.
Which are?
Here are some guys, and they're riding on their horse, Bonanza.
Yeah, I got a right to pick a little fight. It's this whole bizarre thing. It's really
something.
Great.
Yeah, well, I think I got to go.
Okay, Roscoe.
I hear somebody calling.
Rock onwards.
It may be just the voices that I hear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see you later.
Might be wolves chasing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. State of the Vibe Report.
Is the sound we love.
There you have it, folks. You can get on with your lives.
There are
having been vibed.
Chasing me.
Yeah. Okay. We got tickets to give away for Roscoe at Maxwell's tonight with Go to Blazes. Going to take the third and fifth caller at 201-678-7743. That's the third and fifth caller. Free tickets for two.
Make
Roscoe,
sure you're going to go.
Go to Blazes.
Going to call.
Yep. 201-678-7743. It's time for the bomb. And we got the Gamaguchi. I like these Italian records.
Batten down the
hatches. Yeah! I'm going to tell you about the Gamaguchi!
Oh!
Present music scene defies all description. The so-called acid rock of this hour that is being played on the top 40 stations is music that is inspired by the devil demon forces of hell. Music scene that's in every nightclub, every discotheque, every honky-tonk, every home almost in America. He said parrots may not realize it in this hour, but the songs with their lyrics are lyrics that are advocating dope-taking, that are advocating every filthy, suggestive filth that the mind of man can imagine. And my God, the devil in this hour is using the entertainment medium, young people. It's directed at you. The big beat that's filled with the demon forces of hell that has a meaning that wants to bypass mom and dad and go straight to the heart of the young person. Say, preacher, you mean to say you're going to talk about these miniskirts? You better believe I am, my friend. It's wrong. Girls, your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Your name.
the music scene. And I know a little bit about it. My cousin, Jerry Lee Lewis, was one of the chief instigators of rock and roll music. And this SDS crowd, this Black and White Panther crowd, these militant groups, they say we're going to take over America, and the way we're going to do it, and our biggest weapon, is rock and roll music. Rock and roll music. That's what we're going to use. You say, well, preacher, you play music with a beat. There's nothing wrong with rhythm. Every time we come to church, we sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms and clap our hands and praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with rhythm whatsoever. Moses and Miriam on that shores of that Red Sea played their tambourines and shouted the praises of Almighty God. But I want you to know this beat that the devil today has nurtured and fostered is inspired by the powers of hell. There are young people that are in these rock groups that are pulling off their clothes in full view of thousands of young people and engaging in the sex act. And they're asked the question when police dare not step in with the air thick with marijuana smoke. They had one right near Baton Rouge the other day. 100,000 kids were there. The huge speakers that beat out the music as dope-filled entertainers and performers. Beat up on the guitars and drums and instruments. And those young people that ripped off the clothes and acted like animals was asked the question, why, by reporters. They said, it's the music. It's the music. It gets down in you, it washes over you and beats upon your brain. And I really didn't know what I was doing, they said. I just pulled off my clothes and I had to do it. Inspired by the powers of darkness. And you boys and girls that have Beatle records at home, this is the most rotten, dirty, damnable, filthy, putrid filth that this nation or the world has ever known.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
How dear. WFMU East Orange. The MC5, Black to Come.
The MC5 is...
Christmas present from Neil Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
I guess it's sort of a Christmas present to the listeners now, too.
Yes. Counting backwards, we heard the One Way Street doing a cover version of Screaming Lord Sutch's Jack the Ripper. Gee, I hate to hear a good Screaming Lord Sutch song butchered like that.
Yeah, really.
The Magic Plants did I'm a Nothing. The Arondis with their follow-up to 69 called One Dead Chicken, on loan from Billy Miller. Gamaguchi did the Gamaguchi.
As only they can.
Yeah, I think it's a he. That MC5 thing, that's pretty impressive. There's a lot of missing MC5 tapes probably in the back of some vault somewhere.
Well, that sounded like the drummer took the night off on that.
Well, I think it's just the way PA systems sounded back then. But
it is.
They actually recorded like a 30-minute version of that song for their first album. Was originally going to be a 2-record set, and that tape doesn't seem to be in the vault. Lenny Kaye said he heard that from Fred Smith that they had recorded all the songs from back in the USA in for Elektra in L.A. with Eddie Kramer.
Yeah.
Before they recorded, before John Landau screwed that record
really
up.
Before John Landau, like, you know, smeared it with peanut butter.
Yeah, the man who brought us Bruce Springsteen. But,
the man who saw the future of rock and roll.
That tape is also missing somewhere. Let's do some music industry news, since the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame was this week.
Yuck.
I'm an Erdogan.
Did MC5 get in?
No. Did Link Ray?
Maybe next year.
Did Lloyd Price? Did you see Jack Newfield had a big column about Lloyd Price not getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Just guys like Art Garfunkel and Bob Weir and Elton John.
You have to have been on Saturday
Rod
Night
Stewart.
Live to get in the Rock
did,
and Roll
did
Hall
that,
of Fame.
What's
folks?
That thing? RuPaul? Did they induct RuPaul into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I saw his face
no,
in the
Mary.
TV.
He was Elton John's date for the evening.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
I see. Anyway.
Gamaguchi. I'm sorry.
Anyway, the big casualty of this week's big freeze in New York was Atlantic Records president and Warner Brothers honcho Ahmet Erdogan, who slipped on the ice and broke his pelvis. I wish I was there to kick him when he was down. I'll tell you a good Ahmet Erdogan story. Again, this is secondhand, so you can't sue the station because it's all hearsay. But somebody told me that they had a friend who was in charge of approaching Ray Charles about appearing at the Atlantic Records 50th anniversary, 20th anniversary bash.
Featuring
the
Led
thing.
Zeppelin with
right.
Phil Collins.
The thing.
And, I mean, face it, Ray Charles is one of the guys who built the label, you know, Clovers and Ruth Brown and Ray Charles. Anyway, none of them were there. I think Ruth might have been there. Anyway, Ray Charles, they asked Ray Charles to be in the show, and Ray said to tell Ahmet I'd like to, he actually didn't use this word, he used the better word, crap down his neck.
Well, he could have if he'd been in the right corner at the right time. He would have been helpless
exactly.
At grabbing his pelvis, going, oh, how am I going to sign the checks?
Could have just pointed Ray over there and had him do his duty. And
a little to the left, Ray.
He's over there.
Doobie Brothers' dream unfulfilled, police career. John Hartman, a founding member of that crummy band, the Doobie Brothers, is having trouble fulfilling his dream of being a police officer because of drug use in his youth.
Oh,
no, drug use in his use. John Hartman, yeah.
It's one of the warning signs.
To this guy who was, the Doobie Brothers, they were really one of the worst. They were horrible.
And it's such a big article, too.
It is. I'm not going to read
any of it. Biggest one of the week.
I'm not going to read much of this. Anyway.
So what he wants to do is join the police force and narc
he's
on himself.
42,
but he can't remember.
42 years old. He wants to be a cop, and he's been turned down by 20 police departments in Northern California. Nobody wants a foreign member of the Doobie Brothers.
Because his band sucked.
Yeah, I know. I bet they
played your album over and over again when I was in high school.
I bet they let Scott Ashton join the police force.
I think he sort of has.
anyway.
Let him join the Gestapo.
How many drugs did you do 18 to 25 years ago? I can't give you an approximate, but it's like giving you. It's like asking how many beers I've had. Anyway, he says he's taken acid at least 100 times.
This year.
Oh, boy. Well, it looks like they kept up with a tradition in Baltimore. The sub-zero weather did not stop whoever that silent stranger who every year leaves a half a bottle of cognac and three roses on Edgar Allan Poe's grave. For the last 45 years...
What did you want on your sound?
What did I want on mine?
Six pack of Amstel and onion rolls?
No, I don't want a grave. I told you that. I told you, you can just put me in the dumpster. I want it while I'm alive.
Yeah.
I want it tomorrow morning. A six pack for breakfast. A six pack of Amstel and a half a dozen onion rolls.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See if you can guess where this story takes place. I'm not going to tell you the town. It's like a quiz, Bruce. A schoolmistress won't allow her young students to see the ballet Romeo and Juliet at Covent Garden because she explains Shakespeare's love story as, quote-unquote, blatantly heterosexual.
Ew.
Londinium, England, perhaps?
Exactly. Perhaps, yeah.
A place where no one has any fun?
Distressed school district officials said yesterday that Jane Brown had explained to them that books, film, and theater should reflect all forms of sexuality, and that she should not expose her under 11-year-olds to heterosexual culture.
Bruce has his hand up.
Folks, like, we all know, I mean, I've been there, I've been stuck having to, like, play and hang out there. English people don't have heterosexual sex of any kind.
No.
Even the heterosexuals.
I don't know where the little ones come from. I think the little ones come from Ireland or something, where they actually do have heterosexual sex. Because in England proper,
they like leather. They like canings, is what they do. They cane each other.
They like schoolgirl outfits.
Well, they still suck.
Who doesn't?
On the boys?
It's the food.
I'm answering two questions at once.
Yes. No. Wait.
Where are we? We have to give away... you know what? We'll give away the... We have Alex Chilton tickets to give away a little bit later. How's that?
So stay tuned.
This is the UFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. I'm driving for the next hour. You know, Bruce and Megan are helping me out. Barely.
Doing what we can.
No, I think you guys are doing a great job.
The best of our abilities.
Of course.
I'm
overqualified for this job.
Not since we canned Den have we had so many people talking at once.
That's what my sister says.
I got one queued up here. Dr. Tom played this on the fill-in, and I said, hey, I got that record. I should play it, too. But I stole the idea from him. The James Quintet.
Credit where credit is due.
Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Now she's out of sprawling. If Pa come down to let her in, hit him in the head with that pistol gun. Guys catching her on the floor, said I'm going right back and get some more. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Drinking her gin and falling.
Nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Yeah.
a little while. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Love me. Love me. Love me.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Well, it won't be long. Well, it won't be long. Don't look for me, 'cause I'll be gone. Please, please be true. Come back to you. Well, it won't be long till I'll be home. Keep a light in the window, shining bright for me. Well, it won't be long. Don't shed no tears. What a couple of years. Well, it won't be long till I'll be home. Don't call my name, 'cause I'll be gone. But it won't be long till I'll be home. Gonna pack my grip, gonna take a trip. Well, it won't be long. Don't call my name, 'cause I'll be gone. Oh, but it won't be long till I'll be home. Gonna pack my dress, gonna take a trip. Oh, and it won't be long till I'll be home.
Today's youth on a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied. But
when I'm a rock, make it rocker, but way back, I first started rocking at the holy stack. I don't drive a sports car or a Cadillac. I'm a rock, rocker, from way back. Pop.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah. Ah, Hound here. WFMU. East Orange. Where's my... There we are. Okay. That was Lloyd Price. I did it. I just noticed the station, we got this new CD, Lloyd Price Volume 2 Specialty. Again, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he did introduce Don King to the world of boxing. He introduced Don King to Muhammad Ali. Just for that, they should put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Lloyd Price, what a guy. Before that, the Sparkle Tones, Cotton Pickin' Rocker. Clarence Henry did It Won't Be Long. The Phantom by Request, Love Me. The James Quintet opened it up, Pause in the Kitchen. Ma's in the Barroom. Anyway.
Yes.
Let me remind you tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Roscoe's Gang and Go to Blazes. Nitro Nick Tosh's at Notel Motel, 167 Avenue 8, Tuesday at 7:30. See, Roscoe's opening for Nils Lofgren at the Bottom Line Thursday, and he's doing the Boy Brothers gig at St. Mark's Bar and Grill tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 8, happy hour. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at 200 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn for free tonight. Ruben Ratting's Bajando, CDGV's Gallery, Thursday. How much is that to get in?
Probably five or something. Yeah. They don't. That's the thing. They don't say on the flyer, but then they charge you once you get there.
Yeah,
so you're kind of stuck.
That's a dirty trick.
They keep doing that to me, and that's why I haven't seen them. So
never work either coast again. Wait a second. I gotta
put in that laugh thing.
Yeah, that laugh thing. You like that news story about the New York Dolls?
Yes.
Yeah, they should get more. They should get themselves in the news more. They should die more often. How many are left? We have a New York Dolls death watch.
Three?
I think Artie Kane would be the next one to die. That's my guess.
So?
Three dead, yeah. Three dead, three alive. Mm. Same amount of dead Stones as dead Dolls.
Mm.
New Delhi. A kite was blamed today for slashing the throat of a motorcyclist and killing him. R.C. Sanal of Orissa in eastern India was driving to Mumbindwasher, the state capital, and did not see the sharp kite line across the road as he went through it, said the United News of India. In India, war games with kites are popular pastimes, and enthusiasts often put a paste of boiled rice mixed with glass dust on the string to increase the sharpness and cut the threads of other kites.
Oh, sure.
Or...
And if people get in the way, well, that's just too bad. Fun is serious business over there in India.
There you go. And here's one from right here in Long Island. Speaking of fun,
hurrah!
A Long Island man tried to defrost the frozen pipes in his house yesterday with his car exhaust and wound up in the hospital with his wife and three kids with carbon monoxide poisoning. John Porter, age 35, was in the hospital when police charged him with reckless endangerment. He faces up to a year in prison. Suffolk police said Porter first tried to defrost the frozen pipes at his home at 7 Sycamore Drive in Farmingville with a blowtorch. When that didn't work,
he came up with a final solution.
He backed up his 19...
tried breathing on them, and he got his lips stuck.
He backed his 1984 Buick up against his house and directed the car exhaust into the crawl space. He thought it was going to defrost the pipes, but all it did was make everybody sick. Porter, his wife Joan, and their three kids, Anthony 9, Gina 2.5, and Renee 16 months, were all taken to University Hospital in Stony Brook, where they were treated for carbon monoxide poisoning.
And everyone tried.
They were later released, but now their daddy's in jail, and they're going to be homeless. Oh, no.
Well, it's okay, because the home kind of stinks of car exhaust anyway.
You're right. Okay.
And the pipes are frozen.
They'll all be kind of goofy, you know?
We have tickets to give away for Alex Chilton, Ben Vaughn, and Brenda Kahn. I know all you Brenda Kahn fans are anxious for this one.
We're starting speed dial
as
we speak.
This is at Wetlands, the place where they let you smoke marijuana.
The best place in the world.
161 Hudson Street. And this is this Thursday at 9 p.m. Alex Chilton and Ben Vaughn. And here's the trivia question. I want you to tell me who's playing the guitar solo on this record. Number 201-678-7743.
Don't call unless you want to go.
201-678-7743. Tell me who the guitar player on this is, and you win two tickets.
We must wait. But I say tomorrow. I love you so. If you love me, please let it be known. For I'll tell tomorrow to you. Once before, my heart was broken. My love for her was true. heart, my heart, yes. Then she told me we were there. Who knows what tomorrow brings? It's not right to bothering, for I'll take she kept my heart, yes. Then she told me we were through. Who knows what tomorrow brings? Let's not wait to find the rain.
No correct answers. No one's even going to get it. No one's going to get any of our trivia questions. And you guys don't want
trivial.
The tickets. What are we going to do?
I would
You're
go. But you know what? I do want the tickets. Tell you what, I will go.
You want a pair?
I haven't seen Ben in about a year. You know.
You can have one pair.
Pardon me?
The other pair we'll give away. We'll give away one pair since nobody out there.
So we have one winner and it's me.
Yep.
Can I guess it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Was it Link Ray?
It was Link Ray. You win.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
My conscience is clear.
Fair and square.
Uh-huh.
It was Ray Vernon.
Right
I'll
way.
Take tomorrow.
A good way.
You know what?
Far away from
okay.
Me.
Let me see.
I'll write this down here.
Found his seeing.
The only thing is, you know what's going to happen? Some no good Nick. Well, we won't say your real name.
I don't have a real name. I was assigned a number.
Okay, for the next pair of Bo Diddle, Alex
what?
Chilton,
Bo
wishful thinking.
What
wishful
are you
thinking.
Looking at?
I was hoping they were good tickets. I like Alex
ben
Chilton.
Diddley.
Slightly. Okay, I'm going to take the seventh call, gets a pair of Alex Chilton, Ben Vaughn tickets, and that'd be the last pair.
And don't forget, who's
somebody I like.
Melissa, who's the other person on the bill?
Brenda Kahn.
Brenda Kahn. Spelled C-O-N.
Uh-huh.
No, K-A-H-N. Wetlands Thursday, the seventh call.
Brenda
okay,
Kahn
we got queued up here. Pills, Macy Skipper. Of the Memphis
two,
Skippers.
Three, you know.
I woke up last night and I thought I was going to die. Oh, I woke up last night and I thought I was going to die. Oh, say. My doctor came running and my family stood by. Well, now, say, he left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left three pop pills for 10, 2, and 4. A man went to hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say, they were creeping through the front door and popping right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. Rock and roll, like I never have before, and I'm rock and roll.
methamphetamine sulfate. Looks like commercial grade.
For music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
I thought you liked snappy music.
Look at
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person, and he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby. I just gotta be near Ooby.
And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
I let her know that I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That lover loved all for me. That baby wouldn't let me. That baby took me by. That lover made that lover hollered, no, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, I'm a hot rod, beat, fancy car.
Even down to the wedding ring, even down to the wedding ring, that love rubbed off on me, that baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, that love took me by the hand, that love made me honest, that love hard, no, 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 that baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, oh. Even down to a wedding ring, that love is rubbed off on me. That baby wouldn't let me go. That baby wouldn't let me go. That love is hot, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me go. That baby wouldn't set me free. That woman hot, no, no, no. Baby, won't you let me go? Baby, won't you hold my hand?
Singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
I'm
Meanwhile, back in his days.
All radio family members, please return to your seats. Seatbelts buckled, no smoking. That was Robert and Johnny.
Upright position.
Broken-hearted man. I don't know which one was broken-hearted, Robert or Johnny.
Broken amped guitar.
Yeah. Carl Perkins before that, by request, her love rubbed off. Eddie Seacrest did Shaken with a Flavor. Frank Starr, Knees Shaken. The Blisters did Shortening Bread. And Macy Skipper opened it up with Bop Pills. And, I don't know what to say. We should just rock through this thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Might as well.
You know what?
Why
let me just...
What?
Let's take a quick glance through the PSA book, and then we'll rock through this thing.
Excellent.
Here's. This is to increase public awareness of urinary inconsistence, the involuntary leakage of urine. urinary incontinence. Thank you.
Inconsistencies.
That didn't sound right. I put my glasses on.
I'm urinating.
The involuntary leakage of urine. Urologic Diagnostics is offering complimentary individualized bladder screenings during the National Incontinence Week, which is January 23rd to 29th.
Mark your calendars.
To register for free screening, call 1-800-UROL-MDS. That's 1-800-UROL-MDS. That translates as 876-5637.
WFMU with your bladder in mind.
You're not too busy.
Listen, there's the benefit for Steve Bass's mom.
Steve Bass's mom died
on Tuesday night at the
Continental Divide. There's a benefit for Continental Divide with...
Let me see if there's a flyer for that here.
Yeah. I might want to run through the whole thing.
Because...
God knows we can't remember
for the Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute Center, whatever. I'm sure another fine place to get your bladder checked.
Well, no, there's nothing about that on here, you know? I guess he's really not too down. I mean, why have a benefit if you're not going to tell anybody about it?
Yeah, it's a little problematic, isn't it?
Well, there's something interesting here. February poetry readings at the Wright Bank. So this Sunday, Matthew Courtney is reading. He's one of the great readers of all time. You've seen him on... He used to be Nick Hill's roommate. He's on MTV, the shaved head guy.
You got my old man, but you won't get me.
Courtney. Sunday at Left Bank in Williamsburg at 8:30. No, it's February 13th. What am I saying? Wait a few weeks, then go see him.
Yeah.
Let's just play records.
Consonance.
There we go. I love this one. Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
All
and
right.
anybody who says that the Who version of this is listenable... Step right up, I'll knock you down.
Brings that feeling on
boppers, get with it to the savage beat of the big blast.
In the emotional life of the immature.
Well, I've seen this crazy cat walking down the street. Greatest objects on his feet. Hot as thunder, white as snow.
Modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
I
will tell them it's true, my pocket is full of loot. I will tell them it's true, my pocket is full of loot. Well, if you deal with the baby, I ain't gonna turn you loose. I'm too gone elected, too gone elected. I'm too gone elected, too gone elected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat. I leave home every morning, but half past 10 ain't coming back until God knows when. Got a real pretty woman sitting on my knee. Half a dozen more are waiting for me. I'm cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat.
My best friends, they were laying in the bed, drinking gin. I listened at the keel and I heard a sigh. I knocked down the door and I began to cry. Well, the doctor came and the preacher left. He called the undertaker, she was so near death. So undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Because if you do, my baby's got to go. They were laying in my bed, drinking gin. I listened at the keel and I heard a sigh. I knocked down the door and I began to cry. Well, the doctor came and the preacher left. He called the undertaker, she was so near death. So undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Because if you do, my baby's got to go.
Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Don Dixon and the Roommates, the only good Cap record, Caterpillar Crawl. Sonny Walker did Undertaker, Joey and Danny by request, Rats in My Room. Guitar Gable did Cool, Calm, and Collected. Johnny Blue and the Montvales, White Bucks. Nathaniel Meyer did I'm Not Gonna Cry. We opened up with Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Shaken.
Oh. Yeah, well, I see by the big clock on the bunker wall.
Yeah, no, Brooch, thanks for coming out and being
pleasure.
You. Don't forget who's playing.
I wish it could have been me.
Tuesday at the benefit for Steve Bass's mom at the Divide.
Mm-hmm. With a whole bunch of other really super cool bands, and you should be there because it's for Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital, I believe. But why hasn't somebody just called me and told me about it?
Anyway, the Meganator, thank you.
Yes.
Just for being you. Just for knocking over the mic stand. Thank you.
Hey, don't mention it. Somebody had to do it. Might as well be me.
Well.
You
Wild Girls up next, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise. I'll be back next week. Don't forget Roscoe tonight at Maxwell's.
There ain't no grave.
This evening that we'd love to dance.